Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for Pennsylvania as the state tries to tackle the coronavirus pandemic. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Before the president approved Governor Wolf's request, the governor said a disaster declaration would give the state flexibility and needed federal dollars. How much are we talking about? Way too early to say, but when the president last issued a disaster declaration for the state in 2018 because of bad storms and flooding in northeast PA, the state got $52 million, according to FEMA. The approval yesterday came after Governor Wolf announced 700 new confirmed cases, pushing Pennsylvania over the 4,000 mark.
So this virus is now in 59 of our 67 counties. And the number of new cases continues to grow each day.
The governor also announced schools and non-essential businesses would be closed indefinitely. No more two-week timelines. He also pushed the stay-at-home order to April 30th to align with federal guidelines and added four more counties to the list. All this, the governor says, to slow the spread of the virus and buy time for the healthcare system and make sure it isn't overwhelmed. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.